With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we got an empowering show for you here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. So glad you're here. We are going to be talking about common ground. Is there any such thing when it comes to your health? Well, we're going to find out. And also, for the second part of the show, we are going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. She's going to be sharing some vitamin nutrition that she says helps breast cancer patients, and some ways that you and I can avoid getting breast cancer. So she's going to be back on the show. She's been with us before, so I look forward to talking with her. And coming up on Thursday, the 24th, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to guest host for me. I've got to go out of town, but Dr. Carley agreed to sit in and be with you for the hour, so I hope you will tune in and hear Dr. Carley, as she will empower you further. And then coming up on the 29th, we're going to be talking with Pete Sequeira, author of Fitness Revolution, How We Can Get in Shape for the New Year. different workouts for men and women. So we're going to talk about that. And on Thursday, the 31st, Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman will be here regarding their book dealing with how your brain reacts to stress and what you can do about that. So we got lots to talk about before we move into February, so I hope you can come back and join the show. And a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform and all of our men and women in military, civilian police, sheriff, all these guys and gals that are righteous in their duties. We're praying for them. God's hand of protection be upon them. And while we're hitting the knees, we're praying for America, right? Yes, we are. God needs to help America. We're going to seek his face. We're going to humble ourselves. We're going to repent, and he'll hear. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Hospitals are illegally firing nurses for refusing the flu vaccine, which is apparently in violation not only of their state law, but also the nurses' civil rights. Apparently, according to reports, an increased number of hospitals and healthcare facilities across the country are caving into government pressure to force them to illegally terminate all healthcare workers who refuse the influenza vaccine. It openly violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as well as all the state laws. One such hospital in Indiana already canned 8 employees, and 3 were veteran nurses there over 20 years. Yeah, they refused to get injected with the high-risk chemicals and the viral fragmentations of disease disguised as preventative flu vaccines. But defying these employees' natural and constitutional rights when they did that, they're just saying, hey, we can govern your health affairs better than you can your own bodies. And the hospital warned their workers that if they didn't get the flu shot by the 15th of December, they would be immediately fired. 61-year-old Ethel Hoover, veteran nurse, there 22 years at the Indiana University Health Goshen Hospital, she refused the flu shot. And she said this when she was interviewed: for 21 years, I've religiously not taken the flu vaccine, and now all of a sudden they're telling me that I believe in it. Yeah, in other words, you know, she hasn't had it for 21 years, and all of a sudden something's changed. You know, firing healthcare workers for refusing the flu shots is against the law. It is, totally. Moving along in the quack report, most probiotic supplements, shocking finding, is they're made with genetically modified flow agent fillers. Natural News did an investigation on probiotics in the industry, and they turned up some alarming information that the probiotics are formulated, but they're not letting you know on their label what's in them. U.S. Market Today, they're secretly formulating the modified ingredients into the probiotics, intentionally not listing them on the label. The most common ingredient that they're not telling you about is maltodextrin, which is a corn-derived flow agent. Virtually none of the probiotics on the market are saying they're USDA organic. And why aren't they not saying that? Well, yeah, the ingredients on the label, they have to be all organic, and every one of them has to be. And maltodextrin is a filler and a flow agent. It's derived from genetically modified corn. But, hey, they're not required to disclose on the label fillers and flow agents according to the FDA. They don't require that. So while maltodextrin disqualifies them from receiving an organic certification, it doesn't stop them from using the word natural on the packaging. Probiotics contain as much as 30% maltodextrin flow agents in the formulas. So consumers, they think they're buying some healthy digestive support products, but they may be getting what is called a BT toxin, which is in the genetically modified corn to produce insecticide right inside their own gut. So right now, you should, well, after the show, run and check your probiotic label to make sure, okay? What else is in the quack report? And I think that obesity, not just obesity, but junk food is actually causing a lot of osteoporosis cases out there. Yes, according to the University of Michigan School of Kinesiology and also the director, Cy Frank, of Alberta Bone and Joint Health Institute. They have verified that sugar and fat intake is playing a role in developing things like osteoporosis, weakening of the bones, and they think it's doing it in two ways. The diets high in sugars and saturated fats prevent calcium absorption, and the saturated fats form an insoluble soapy coating on the intestines, which interferes with absorption of the calcium to make strong bones. 12 million Americans have been diagnosed with osteoporosis at the age of 50. It's almost 4% of our country's population. No need to do that, folks. Just, you know, eat some really good diet food. You know, don't get a good diet going, good lifestyle going. Forget the junk food. And if you need some help with the calcium, get the calcium formula from the folks at Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com. Made from all organic plants, so there's no animal product in that. Moving along in the Quacker, berries, they say, dramatically slash heart attack in women by a whopping percentage. That's right. There's no drug that can do all that, right? But natural food can. And according to research that was reported in the Journal of Circulation of the American Heart Association, eating three or more servings of blueberries or strawberries a week will slash a woman's risk of heart attack by about one-third. So scientists say that Harvard School of Public Health and the University of East Anglia in the UK, they think it's the high levels of natural occurring dietary flavonoids in the berries. And the flavonoids are also found in grapes, blackberries, eggplant, and other fruits. According to their research, they think it's the subclass of flavonoids called anthocyanins, which help keep the arteries open and prevent plaque from forming. So berry up, folks. That's what I got to say. What else is in the Quacker? Here's something we should really be concerned about. People may be celebrating, but I'm not. FDA approves an organic source as the first ever oral botanical drug. That's right. First time in history, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved an orally administered herbal botanical product for the use in a treatment of medicine, according to the American Botanical Council. The herb botanical is known as crofelemer. It's derived from South America. It's a tree, also called dragon's blood, because it's the sap from the tree that they're using. And it's been approved for use in the treatment of HIV-associated diarrhea. So crofelemer will be sold under a trade name called Floxag, and it'll be dispensed only by prescription. And the substance helps reduce the excess water production in the gut as a result of taking some antiviral drugs for HIV infection. But, you know, the major problems with reclassifying natural botanicals as drugs and getting them approved as such means the substances no longer are freely available as a non-proprietary nutrient. In other words, they're considered a proprietary property that can be patented by private corporations and vested interest in maintaining a strict monopoly on it. So crofelemer, the active ingredient, is essentially the sap of the Amazon Crotian lecturi tree. It apparently has a strong therapeutic value in the treatment of diarrhea. Over there in South America, it is sold as a natural nutritional supplement, has no risks, no side effects, but now it's at risk of becoming the strict property of Napo Pharmaceuticals, the company that owns the intellectual property rights on that drug. So this is why I'm not celebrating, folks. Your herbs, your medicinal botanical herbs, are given to you by God, and they belong to God, but he shares them with us, so nobody really owns them but God. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, going to kind of wrap it up with this. One of our founding fathers and an Army Surgeon General in the Continental Army, his name was Benjamin Rush. In 1746 to 1813, And he said this, unless we put medicinal freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medicinal freedoms as well as religious freedoms. And Benjamin Rush, he did sign the Declaration of Independence. He was the Surgeon General for the Continental Army, and also he was a pioneer in psychiatry at the time. Money and power, that's what it comes down to. And Benjamin Rush, his quote right there shows his vision of the future. He knew where it was going. He knew where it could go. And here we are, folks. Here we are. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right. We are going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner in just a few minutes, but before we do, I want to talk about some common ground. You know, life presents some subtle and significant situations, and we need to pay attention, and we need to take appropriate action. Now, we hear from political leaders that they want to work together. They want to reach across the aisle and find some common ground. I don't know about you, but if you heard that inaugural speech by Obama, I didn't hear anything like that. All I heard was, this is my plan, we're going to do it my way, or it's the highway for anybody that rebels. That's basically what I read between the lines. So we're well aware of Washington's attempt to resolve conflicts with rhetoric. And the word rhetoric, it's been spoken so often that I think it's kind of lost some of its meaning. When was the last time you heard the debates on Capitol Hill described as insincere eloquence to manipulate and win over the opposition? Because that's what rhetoric is. Indeed, politicians have an art of persuasion. They've got it mastered, so much so that I think they sometimes believe their own lies. Now, it's interesting that in the 15th century, a drawing that was called Lady Rhetoric was displayed on Italian tarot cards. But we don't need psychics or palm readers to tell us how the health of Americans will be affected in the next 4 years. The real question is, what do you intend to do about it? Well, let's talk about these common interests for a second. The whole idea of finding common ground is agreeing on some common interests. So, what do you do when a majority of Congress and the President feel that America needs a complete overhaul from the foundations to the roof? Kind of sounds like a very dramatic and expensive remodel, and it looks like the government will spare no expense at accomplishing this. So, is America trading places with Russia? Well, is America being remodeled into a socialist republic? Well, some who really don't know their history may reason and say, well, America is a republic that needs to replace traditional values with socialism. Well, this remodel has been subtly happening for many years. And if you disagree, all you got to do is check out how they're doing their progress sheet. You can go to rense.com/general32/americ, AMERIC, and you can see the communist agenda, their manifesto of steps. And we're pretty much at the end of their list. Already lined up. We're all lined up, folks, ready to be picked off. Well, that's nothing new because the good book, you know, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and it is accurate. Just ask Nehemiah when Jerusalem was surrounded by enemies in the fourth chapter. Every able man was either a watchman on the wall or they were building the wall, and they were all armed, wearing their swords on their hip because, you know, okay, Jerusalem had enemies, so they were doing something about it. Now, the enemy planned to conquer Jerusalem from within the city, and Nehemiah instructed the people to not be afraid and to arm themselves and to fight for their brethren, their sons, their daughters, their wives, and their houses. So Nehemiah warned against fear because he said fear was unbelief. So the Bible is clear. that there is no compromise with the wicked. There is no common ground. Righteousness and sin cannot coexist any more than light and darkness can. I mean, read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 5 and 1 John chapter 1. So people of faith, you know what? They're not pacifists, as described in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. They did not tolerate what is called the death culture. So when it is the darkest, your light will shine, and God always honors the commitments of those who love him. Don't forget that. So let's talk about healthcare. Governments on their own really do not provide anything. They must take from someone else to give to another. And I personally don't expect to see anything positive from the healthcare industry, which is run by government. So treatment, which is given to one, will be taken away from another. So it will be imperative for us to be as proactive as possible in taking care of ourselves to preserve our health and to avoid being at the mercy of this system. So light and darkness, they don't coexist. And likewise, natural medicine and prescription drugs work against each other. And if they start prescribing natural medicines, okay, they can withhold those from you. See? So make sure your natural approach to good health, staying healthy, involves, you know, organic food, clean water, certified organic herbs made without heat. That's real important. And don't let anyone discourage you with mockery or intimidation, okay? Because that is a telltale sign that your opponents are desperate. That's right. So I want you to draw some strength, because a lot of people are really concerned and it's affecting their health. I don't want you to be sick. I don't want you to be down. I want you to be strong. I want you to stand. I want you to have standing for righteousness' sake, and you can do it. America's tradition is to draw near to God, our Creator, when we are in need, and He can strengthen us. So God loves obedience better than sacrifice. He also does not like tyranny, and He instructs us to disobey tyranny, to disobey tyrants. That's right. So disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 13 has been such an abused chapter when it comes to socialists. Romans 13 was written by Christians to Christian rulers. So when the rulers do wickedly, the people are not obligated to obey them. That's the whole point of Romans 13. That's how it instructs us. So God knew there would be a time when unrighteous rulers would attempt to destroy from within, just like in Nehemiah's time. So we should all humble ourselves, repent, and call on our Heavenly Father in faith believing to help us to stay healthy and to protect our brethren, our sons, daughters, wives, and homes. Less government, more freedom. That's what I say. Mm. So, you know, you can put away the insurance cards, and you can begin to plan a strengthening plan for your entire system. Now, two of the most important things that you can do for your health after eating healthy is to boost the immune system and to remove toxins, and you can do that with powerful herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man, according to King David. It's in Psalms 104, verse 14. And in the first book, Genesis, in the first book, chapter 1, 30, I believe it's verse 30, God says herbs are meat. They're full of power. So you can tap into that power. And you're going to be amazed how little you will need modern medicine, with the exception of maybe trauma from an accident. So you can get started on your path to strengthening yourself and be independent of the drug culture, okay? You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll be happy to help you out, and they'll give you a free product catalog. They specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing, and a bunch of other stuff is there to help you stay toxin-free. And when you have less toxins, the body functions better. Yeah. Your immune system is not suppressed. This is important. If you want a free product catalog, give them a call at 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can follow the prompts for their catalog request hotline. Or you can follow the prompts if you want to talk to somebody live and give them your information. They will be happy to send you a product catalog. Because if you think about it, when you empower yourself this way, your healthcare options just became endless. So 866-229-3663, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you're outside the U.S., dial their international number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And also, that free stuff on Monday is really taking off. People love that. So if you order, you place an order on Monday and your order is $50 or more, you qualify for some free stuff. The free stuff will change periodically. Right now, you can pick between a Power Herbs ebook, which is emailed to you, or a free salt grinder with salted sea salt inside. That's refillable, by the way. And so you can check that out while supplies last. It's on the homepage if you forget. So thepowerherbs.com. And while you're there visiting the website, don't forget to go over to the links page and check out the link for SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. This is an outfit that puts thousands of nutritional articles up on their website, answering a majority of your dietary health questions regarding food-related issues. So you can check them out at SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com or click their link under the links area at PowerHerbs.com and tell them we sent you. Wide range of nutritional topics there to empower you. Also, our friend Pastor Sanders asked us to make an announcement that there's going to be a March for Life Friday in the Capitol, I believe. I think I saw some coverage of some of the preliminary stuff on the news this evening, but he's asking all of us to call Fox News and very politely ask them to give equal coverage to the March for Life. They'd very much like to see some good reporting there, you know. So their toll-free is 888-369-4762 at Fox News, 888-369-4762. And you have to listen to the message, you know, a little bit and then hit the right prompts, but you'll get to their feedback line. And you can say, hey, I would like you to report, get some good journalism on the March for Life. Again, their number is 888-369-4762. Already called, left my little message very politely, and said, hey, you know, cover that. It's important. I think it's been 40 years since Roe versus Wade has been in effect. Isn't that interesting, a 40 number? That's biblical, by the way. If you read your scriptures, God is very accurate with his numbers, and that's a landmark number, by the way. Oh, boy, we got a break. So we're going to talk with Christine Horner. Dr. Horner is going to be with us. Don't go anywhere.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I want to remind folks that if you're looking for a backup currency, you want to call the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and they can help you out. And, of course, you can look them up on our website at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They have a banner up on our links area, and you can click on that and get right on over to them. Or you can give them a call toll-free. Melody Cederstrom is the girl to ask for, and she'll help you with your Discount Gold and Silver needs. Great outfit, 800-375-4188, Discount Gold and Silver Trading.net, and their banner's up on our links area, or give them a call at 800-375-4188 and tell them I sent you. All righty, we're going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. She's been with us here before on the show, and we're going to be chatting about, is nutrition critical for cancer survival? Or even maybe even preventing cancer. So we're going to ask her that question. But let me introduce you to Christine Horner, MD, nationally known surgeon and author and professional speaker. She holds two board certifications, the National Board of Surgery and the National Board of Plastic Surgery. She was successful, and she ran a national campaign to pass laws that require insurance companies to pay for breast reconstruction following mastectomies. And Dr. Horner is an award-winning author of the book Walking the Warrior Goddess, or I'm sorry, Waking the Warrior Goddess by Christine Horner's program to protect against and fight breast cancer. And she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Horner. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be on your show again.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you back because, you know, you've got 12 million cancer survivors, according to your information. And they can stay cancer-free if they do some very important steps at improving their nutrition, right?
You know, that's right. The American Cancer Society finally has come out with recommendations that include diet and lifestyle. So we certainly have had not hundreds, but actually thousands of research studies that now confirm that what we put into our mouths, which seems like common sense, is our construction material. So if we're putting bad stuff in, we have bad outcomes. And if we put great nutritious foods in, then they've been found to be highly protective and helping to lower the risk not only of cancers, but really of every kind of chronic disorder.
Well, I know in some of your research and some of your writings, you say that, you know, the obesity rate has contributed to breast cancer, but it's not the only concern. For recurrence of breast cancer, you think that even if you are obese and overweight, that changing lifestyle nutrition can actually go in your favor, correct?
Absolutely. So we do know that obesity is something that contributes to breast cancer, and there's many different reasons. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, you're fat, so there's the extra weight on your joints, and that's the only complication that occurs. But actually, there's many different problems associated with obesity, and one of them is that the fat cells are what we call metabolically active. So basically what they're doing is they're creating different proteins and hormones, actually. So fat cells will produce estrogen, and estrogen is something that we know that fuels breast cancer. So the more fat cells you have, the higher your estrogen levels, and they feel that probably about 20% to 30% of postmenopausal breast cancers, so that is breast cancers that are diagnosed after menopause, have obesity as one of the contributing factors. The other thing that they found is that fat cells will produce inflammatory proteins. And inflammation is something that's being recognized as one of the common processes that is helping to initiate and fuel virtually every kind of chronic disorder, from heart disease to Alzheimer's disease to cancers. And inflammation plays a huge role in breast, prostate, and colon cancer. So for that reason, obesity definitely is a contributing factor. But, you know, what we found is there's many things that you can do to counteract it by eating lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains that are organically grown. They have lots of different nutrients in them and minerals and vitamins and so forth, but they also have hundreds of what we call plant chemicals that don't have any nutritional value or caloric value, but what they are is like they act like natural medicines. So some of them act exactly like chemotherapy without the dangerous side effects. In fact, many of the drug companies will base their drugs on plants, and 60% of the chemotherapeutic drugs are based on plant medicines. So those are ways that you can help to protect against. And doing exercise is actually extraordinarily important, too. They found that people who even go out and do brisk walking on a regular basis while they're undergoing treatment, so let's say that they've already had cancer and they're undergoing chemotherapy or radiation or other types of treatments, and we used to think, oh, go to bed, you know, take it easy, rest, and that's exactly the wrong thing, because what they found is that if women do brisk walking during that time, that their likelihood of surviving is twice as high.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I know inflammation's a type of an immune system response, but how does being premenopausal or being menopausal and maybe, you know, consuming too much alcohol factor into breast cancer or just cancer in general?
Well, it all kind of has to do with our hormones, with premenopausal and postmenopausal. So there's estrogen is something that we know helps to fuel breast cancer. So, if you're premenopausal, obviously your ovaries are producing estrogen. If you're postmenopausal, we used to think that, you weren't producing estrogen, but that's not true because fat cells will produce estrogen and kind of become a factory for estrogen. So we know that that, definitely is a contributing factor. Alcohol will increase estrogen. It has more of an effect on younger women, but that's one of the ways that increases the risk of breast cancer. But alcohol also has many other ways that it can potentially increase the risk of breast cancer. And one of them is that it decreases the function of our liver enzymes, so our enzymes will not be as effective in helping to eliminate toxins and excess estrogen, and then it also will disrupt folic acid or folate, which is a B vitamin, and that B vitamin is crucial in an enzyme system that helps to repair our DNA. So our DNA gets attacked all the time from oxygen free radicals and also from toxins and so forth. And so sometimes there's damage that occurs to our DNA. That damage is usually something that can cause the wrong messages to be carried out by DNA, and usually it's something that would be cancer promoting. So people who have low folic acid levels and who drink alcohol have one of the higher incidences of breast cancer. And if you do take folic acid supplements, if you're having your glass of wine at night, which is sometimes recommended, then it takes away all the ill effects with it. But the bottom line is that when it comes to breast cancer, it's considered no alcohol is safe. But generally speaking, if you do a glass a night, you're okay. And just make sure that you take folic acid supplements.
Well, that's good advice. Well, now you mentioned that the American Cancer Society has a new prevention guidelines. It's more nutritional-based approach to helping cancer survivors. And I'm hoping that takes effect because recently you may have seen the study by Yale School of Medicine. They published in the Journal of JAMA Internal Medicine where they noticed that Medicare spends over $1 billion a year on screening for breast cancer, but they spend $1.36 billion on treating the disease. So if you're throwing a lot of money at screening, you would think you would have a spend less on treatment, but that's not what they're finding. So
that's another fallacy is doing the screening. It's like, for me, the focus should be on educating people about what they can do to help to prevent it in the first place. So there's so many things. I mean, when we look through the medical literature, I was really struck when I first did that to find that everything that we find that has an influence on breast cancer, that is, if we're talking about the things that help to lower the risk of it, almost universally, it would be about a 50% reduction you'd see. So, for instance, vitamin D. They found if you supplement with vitamin D, which is oftentimes low in people who have diseases and particularly cancers, but if you supplement with vitamin D, it can cut your risk of breast, prostate, and colon cancer in half. So, again, almost everything we check, to see, you get about a 50% reduction. And then if you combine some of those good healthy habits or some of the good nutritional things, they find that we get synergistic effects with them, meaning that each one makes the other one more effective. So, for instance, green tea and turmeric. So turmeric is an Indian spice traditionally. It's a cousin of ginger. It looks just like the ginger root, and it's the bright yellow-orange color that we see in curries. Turmeric has just dozens of different anti-cancer effects to it. In fact, it's considered the number one anti-cancer spice. Similarly, green tea is really stellar as far as its anti-cancer properties, and there's certain studies that show if you combine the two in the same meal, or in the same supplement, that they have synergistic effects. So green tea will make the anti-cancer effects of turmeric 3 times stronger, and turmeric will make the anti-cancer effects of green tea 8 times stronger. So you can see by taking these synergistic effects together that you can actually have a dramatic lowering of the risk of breast cancer as well as other chronic diseases just simply by food combining.
That's great. That's just awesome. I don't mean to spring this on you, but maybe you heard about the study coming out of Canada, Windsor University Medical School with Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Dr. Pandey. That Dr. Hamm happened to notice that when her leukemia patients drank dandelion root tea, that they improved. So she asked the biochemist there to test the dandelion root extract on the leukemia cells, and what they discovered was it makes the cancer cells commit suicide but leaves all the healthy cells alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they tested it. Yeah.
Right. You know, the amazing thing is that when if you go through the medical research, you find that almost every type of fruit, vegetable, plant that they test has what we call non-specific anti-cancer properties. So within every type of food that we have, there's actually hundreds of these phytochemicals. And so almost all of them have some anti-cancer properties to it. Some are more pronounced than others, like, you know, turmeric, green tea, dandelion roots, you know, wonderful as far as a detoxifier for the liver and so forth. But there's just, you know, hundreds, we'll say, of, you know, different plants that have these anti-cancer effects, you know, to them. So it becomes, you know, really easy. And you know, when I'm talking to people about, you know, what can they do today as far as helping to lower their risk, and, you know, oftentimes what we find is very difficult for people to change their diet and lifestyle. In fact, there's this horrible statistic, and that is that people who have had a heart attack in the United States, 90% of them will go back to their original diet and lifestyle in 1 year. So we can say, you know what, it's really tough, and death is not a motivator in human beings, right? But one thing that's very simple for people to do is to start taking some nutritional supplements, and we definitely know that it does make a difference. So I talked about green tea, turmeric, which you can add to cooking, like a third to a fourth of a teaspoon per serving, to your vegetables or whatever, but you can also take it as a supplement. There's also another great supplement I recommend for folks to take called AHCC. And AHCC is a mushroom formula. Mushroom formulas are kind of all the rage right now, because actually what we found is that they're unbelievably stimulating to the immune system. So AHCC is kind of a special formula that's made from the roots of the shiitake mushrooms, and in the processing of it, the molecules become very small, and that's important because when you have large molecules, which most mushroom formulas are, it's harder for us to absorb it, so the small molecules absorb more readily and get into our system and are more what we call bioavailable. But what they found is AHCC is something that will stimulate every single kind of cell within the immune system, so they're like natural killer cells and so forth, so it really beefs up our immune system, which we've recognized is kind of the thing that is so important for fighting off foreign invaders, diseases, for recognizing cancer cells. And whenever we have a hit to our immune system, which can come from many of the things that we know that are contributors to cancer, such as toxins and stress, lack of sleep and so forth, that it will weaken our immune system. Sugar is another, you know, thing that really slugs our immune system. And then it will allow cancer cells to start to grow. So if we keep our immune system healthy, and again, it's doing all the right things, but in lieu of that, you can actually get some great protection by taking a supplement, and AHCC is definitely a standout, where you take that formula, and then the research will show that people who take that formula, they use it mostly in Japan, you know, at this point, but they found that it decreases the incidence of many different kinds of cancers. If you have cancer, it improves your survival statistics. If you have to take chemotherapy, it actually takes away many of the side effects that are associated with chemo. So it's really great to start with supplements. That way you get protections, even if your lifestyle and your diet's not that great. And then the intention is that you do really make a concerted effort to try to do the healthiest things that you can. And I always recommend that people get kind of a buddy system set up, because we found that the success really improves tremendously if you have someone who's doing these things with you. If you have a buddy that you're doing the brisk walking with in the morning, because you can talk yourself out of it, but if you've got a friend that you're going with, then, you know, they can keep you on task with it. So there's lots of different things that you can do to improve your success in the diet and lifestyle. And once you start feeling so better, you know, that you're doing the positive things, then it's harder to slip back into your old habits.
Well, you're absolutely right about lifestyle. It's, you know, pretty much a mindset. And I find that the easiest switch over if you're trying to go to a healthier lifestyle, Dr. Horner, is the lifestyle of the Mediterranean. And they do incorporate a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, which you have pointed out are very beneficial for helping you eliminate your cancer risk. So they have a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in their diet over there. So, you know, fish and olive oil and lots of fruits and vegetables and, you know, really limit the red meat to maybe 4 ounces or less is not a real hard diet to follow. But you're right. Some people just can't get rid of the burgers and fries.
Well, the Mediterranean diet has been shown to be great for all sorts of things, you know, heart disease and so forth. Olive oil is actually very high in something called omega-9s, but that's a healthy type of oil, and omega-9s actually have some direct anti-cancer effects against breast cancer as well. So there definitely is a distinction between healthy fats and unhealthy fats, and it is one of my favorite topics to talk about because every cell in our body is coated with fat. Our brains are coated with fat. Our nerves are coated with fat. So it's extraordinarily important for us to have fat in our diet. Where we went through a craze, I don't know, a number of years ago where we thought, oh, everything had to be low fat. But actually, we need fat, and the healthy types of fats are the most important. So whatever we put into our mouths, that's the construction materials for our body. And we found that what happens if we're consuming a lot of omega-3s and omega-9s, that our cell walls will be more fluid and they behave more optimally or function more optimally. So all the different processes are improved when you consume omega-3 fatty acids, and it's associated with reduced inflammation. It has all sorts of different direct anti-cancer effects as well, prevents tumor cells from spreading to other areas of the body, and just a lot of great benefits. So we don't get enough omega-3 fatty acids in our diet, even if you try. So that's one thing where it's really important to do a supplement. Some people do fish oil. I'm a vegetarian, so I prefer flax, you know, oils. And there's many different kinds that are out there that are really delicious. And, you know, you can just take them straight out of the bottle. Some are, you know, created almost like smoothie, fruit smoothie tasting, you know, and so forth. So anyway, that is definitely something that everyone, no matter, you know, what, should be taking supplements of omega-3 fatty acids to experience better health.
Well, is that, would you include one of the those as the top three supplements to use for cancer prevention, is the omega-3s?
Yeah, so, you know, I normally what I recommend, the green tea, the turmeric, because they're both some of the highest anti-cancer effects you can get, the AHCC and the omega-3 fatty acids. So I guess I'll call them four. I just don't think you need to skip any of those. And that, you know, there's other ones that you can add in there. You know, flax seeds are incredible as far as all of their different anti-cancer benefits, particularly for breast cancer. And, you know, you can just start adding, you know, different things if you want to that are important. Vitamin D, as I said, a lot of times people can get that in a multivitamin, but one of the things that we've recognized is that the amount of vitamin D that we thought we needed to have per day is actually a whole lot more than that. And so now they're recommending somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 international units of vitamin D3, which is the active form. So most multivitamins don't have that much in it, so that's something where there's a lot of publicity, I'll say, from the research that we've had to help doctors tell our patients, you know, that they need to be doing supplemental vitamin D, because we found that low vitamin D levels are found in all sorts of different kinds of disease states, including cancers, and if you correct those, then it significantly improves the situation or lowers the risk of ever getting it in the first place.
Well, that's all good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. It's common sense. Like you said, it's pretty simple. We just got to, you know, rethink what we think about food and how we eat. And, and you know, we can make it fun. I mean, you can make it an adventure. And, I tell people, you know, if you're going to eat out, do it sparingly. You know, get involved. Make your own foods. You know, make a well-prepared meal, because the prepackaged stuff, microwaving this and that is just not going to help you.
It's deadly. It's deadly, yeah. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people think, oh, it's so difficult to, you know, cook, we'll call it vegetarian, but you know what? It's the simplest thing in the world as far as just, you know, turning on the water and cooking some vegetables. So it's not tough. And there's so many great recipes that are, you know, very, very delicious that have combinations of different, you know, vegetables in them. And I've even upgraded my diet with all the research that's come out about these superfoods, so things like pomegranate and goji berries and ostii and so forth. And so they, you know, make them in concentrated powdered forms, and I throw them all in a shake in the morning, and then I do juicing every day, too. So I take things like green leafy vegetables, kale, apples, and carrots, and ginger, and beets, and celery, and I juice it all up, and then add some more, you know, like spirulina and things to it, so I'm just getting a maximum amount of nutrients, and you know, every day, and wonderful antioxidants and enzymes and so forth. So I feel like doing that, since we have all the research showing that, you know, if you upgrade it to that, that the likelihood of getting any kind of disease is going to be extremely small.
Well, and I think there was a study that they just said that women can reduce their heart attack and stroke risk by a third by eating 3 servings of berries per week. And that would be your blueberries, your strawberries,
right.
You know, any of those berries that contain that type
I
of
know.
Nutrition. I know, it's so simple, isn't it?
I just say, I do kind of a funny little thing about your inner healing intelligence, you know, where your inner healing intelligence, I mean, she just, it's like she'll take anything, give me anything, and I'll help you out. And it's like you don't have to do very much. I mean, it's amazing how the human body is, where you just give it a little bit of some good stuff, and it's so excited and happy that it really responds.
It's a,
yeah.
Well, we're running out of time, so tell the folks where they can pick up your book and learn more.
Sure. So my book is called Waking the Warrior Goddess, and it actually won the best health book of the year in 2006. And so you can get it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. I have it on my website if you would like an autographed copy, personal autographed. I can send that. And also, you know, the various different supplements. I have that on my website that we talked about today. And I also have about 25 tips. That are on the website, too, about ways that you can help to lower your risk of breast cancer.
Okay, so that's
DrChristineHorner.com. DrChristineHorner.com. So DrChristineHorner.com.
Well, thank you for just breaking it down for us and making it so easy and simple to understand that, you know, even a baby could do this.
It is simple. It's ridiculously simple to be incredibly healthy and live a long, happy, joyous life.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and enlightening us and empowering us, because that's what that is, empowerment.
Oh,
so
you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you once again for joining us, Dr. Christine Horner. Go to her website, drchristinehorner.com, and get her book, Waking the Warrior Goddess, and be empowered. Thank you again, Christine. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, have a good night.
You too.
And,
bye-bye.
And, folks, we're almost out of time, so I want to remind you to visit the PowerHerbs.com website also if you want some free newsletter coming to you every week with empowering information. Of course, Dr. Carly writes for the American Survival Newsletter, so does Ty Bollinger. And it goes out every Tuesday, and sign up for that, American Survival, or the Health Quest newsletter, which goes out at the end of the week. And, of course, you will get discount coupons towards your products at the PowerHerbs.com website. So, get empowered, you know, save money, get healthy. What could be better than that? And, of course, my thanks to our guest, Christine Horner, for showing us how simple it can be to be healthy out there, to not have to worry about things like cancer. That's a scary word for a lot of folks, and you don't have to be scared of it anymore. Wow, isn't that great? Well, almost out of time, but don't forget, Dr. Carly's going to fill in for me. She's going to guest host for me, and I appreciate that so much, Dr. Carly, on Thursday the 24th, so do tune in for that. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.